This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hey, so listen, I blew it. I guessed out loud and on the radio yesterday that the August jobs report would show somewhere between 100 and 200,000 new jobs in this economy. And then don't you know when the number came out this morning? 201,000. So that'll teach me, but it was pretty much on trend. The unemployment rate stayed at 3.9%, but wages were the real story, which is where we're going to start today, up 2.9% over a year ago. Seeing as how it's been almost a decade of Jobs Day Fridays since we've been able to say that, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going with more on wage pressure finally showing up and what it might mean.
For employees, accelerating wage growth is an unadulterated good thing. And it's been a long time coming. Jobs and wages have been very slow to recover after the Great Recession. Heidi Shierholz at the Economic Policy Institute says it's a glass that's starting to fill up, but is still only half full.
The kind of wage growth that right now would make me say, yep, workers are really sharing in this recovery, would be wage growth on the order of 3.5%.
We're not there yet. Shierholz says if we got to 3.5%, it would offset rising prices and give workers a real boost in purchasing power if it was sustained long term. Tim Gates at ADECO Staffing supervises temp and temp-to-hire recruitment across the Northeast. Here's what he's been seeing.
Wages creeping up throughout the year. July and the month of August maybe gather even a little bit more steam.
Warehousing, retail, e-commerce. He says those companies started hiring early for the holiday rush.
And with the labor market being so tight, they're going to have to offer strong wages and financial incentives to get individuals to take those opportunities. But I think you also will see some increases to help retain their workforce as well.
Rising wages are a challenge to many employers' bottom lines. Joe Bruzuelas is chief economist at consulting firm RSM.
How small and medium-sized enterprises are going to cope with that is it's going to pull forward the point of automation. So the lower entry wage worker are increasingly being crowded out due to increased technology. So you can focus on paying a higher premium to those skilled workers.
Right now, though, workers at the lower end of the pay scale are actually seeing the strongest wage gains because of minimum wage hikes and because they're in demand in this strong economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.